What is unique about MiniJust is that it is a mission focused exclusively on the rule of law. So the new mandate is to work with the government of Haiti to strengthen its rule of law institutions. It's also to continue to support the HNP, the Haitian National Police, to work on justice and human rights. And that includes human rights reporting, monitoring, and analysis.
It's also a unique mission in its form, I understand. How does it operate?
Essentially, it is a short lifespan. And because we are exclusively based in Port-au-Prince, in the capital, with the exception of the police who are co-located in some of the commissariats and some of the prison officers, we're exclusively based in Port-au-Prince. So we have a mobile team approach. And so the mobile teams will be going out to reach the most number of people. And we will be trying to help them figure out what their rule of law needs are, their justice needs. And we're focusing mostly on the Sustainable Development Goal 16, which is all about peace, justice, rule of law. And we're then going to be putting them together with the top level political people to try to figure out how we can help them with their needs and help the government of Haiti address the needs of the people. Once they have a bit of a baseline of what people are looking for, what they need knowledge about, we hope that this bottom-up and top-down approach will in fact help Haiti to strengthen its own institutions with a bit of a push from us.
Do you think this could be a new model for peacekeeping?
I think it's possible because, you know, of course, in this day and age, we have to do more with less. These needs, justice-related sector is always difficult in any country because it's broad and it's really the underpinning of society. Whether it's your first introduction into the criminal justice system by being arrested by a police officer, all the way to your stay in a prison. And one of the ways that we can reach people is by being more flexible and being more mobile.
What about Haiti? How is the situation nowadays? There were demonstrations recently. Is the political stability being challenged?
I think that there are a number of issues. Haiti is known for having protests and marches. Most of them have been relatively peaceful, so I'm not really worried about the stability. Previously, there were interim governments, there was a transitional president, the elections hadn't been held for part of the Senate or part of the lower chamber. Now all of that is settled. What really needs to happen now is the justice sector needs to work better. And so now that Haiti has its elected officials at all levels, including at the lowest levels, we have something to work with. The police will continue to work with the Haitian National Police on their strategic development plan, but they also have a program that is strengthening the mid-level to upper-level cadres of the National Police. They're training them on some of the other techniques of policing, which is not just on the streets, but it's how do you budget? How do you hire personnel for a professional police? Things like that.
What about the development of the country? You had recently the visit of Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohamed, mm-hmm. and she mentioned the importance of the UN to support Haitian development as well as rule of law and also as a path towards eradicating cholera. What's the reality on the ground?
Well, this is one of the interesting things about this peacekeeping mandate. One, it's supposed to be short-lived. And two, the Security Council actually requested us to do a benchmarking exit strategy so that within 2 years, we can figure out how we're leaving, but with the benchmarks for progress that can be measured. We're doing that in conjunction with the government of Haiti. So the country team already has a framework that has been developed in light of the Sustainable Development Goals. So we're using that along with the Sustainable Development Goal 16 to work with the government of Haiti on coming up with those end states and then the benchmarks of how we will get there. On the cholera, we do hope to get to zero transmission of cholera. And one of the ways that we continue to work is through the country team, through agencies like PAHO, UNESCO, UNICEF, who are working on helping to strengthen the sanitation system, the water system, as well as the actual treatment that will help to get rid of cholera's transmission. So these are some of the ways that we're working directly with the government and its Ministry of Public Health to try to do things like that.
And is there progress that you can see?
On cholera, for instance, if you look at from the original date in 2010, there's been a 90% reduction of cholera transmission. Now, it's always that last 10%, it's that last mile that's the most difficult, but we're continuing to work on that, and we're working with partners. And the Special Envoy is also working on coming up with some creative public-private partnerships and ways that some of those efforts can be sustained financially. So that's one, I think, very, very real success.